Once again, here in Lexington, Kentucky, at the 2015 AllTech Revelation. Andrew Wynn is sitting here with me, and he's the business general manager for AllTech eCO2. And he spoke to attendees of the beef and dairy breakout sessions. So, Andrew, before we get started, tell me a little bit about yourself and your background in industry and what you do for AllTech.
So, yeah, like you said, I'm a business general manager for AllTech eCO2. I've worked with eCO2 for about 5.5 years. We were an acquisition of AllTech this February. So since the acquisition, we've been working to take what we've sort of put in place in Europe and deliver that throughout AllTech globally, as well as grow our business in Europe. So we collect farm information and then calculate sort of carbon footprint and then put plans in place to reduce that footprint, which leads to farmers making more, having a stronger business performance, if you like, because the two are linked together. So it makes sense to improve the sort of utilization of your resources whilst at the same time boosting your economic performance.
You were talking about carbon footprint to those in the animal industry. We don't want it. You know, it's not a good thing. And when it comes to feeding the 9 billion by 2050, you know, one of those things is agriculture needs to reduce their carbon footprint. What was your message to those in attendance when it comes to those in the beef and dairy industry?
Just really to look at it as an opportunity and not a threat. So all the fundamentals about, say, dairy or beef production, looking at feed, animal performance and health, they're all crucial to carbon footprinting. So if your business is functioning well, you're making good use of resources, you're going to consequentially lower your carbon footprint. So just really have a look, ask yourself the question, be curious about carbon and see where it can help your business improve its performance.
Well, a lot of times people think that when they're doing something new, it's going to cost a lot of money. But you talk about reducing your carbon footprint is actually going to save the industry money. How so?
Well, it's about sort of measuring your own performance. So during the assessment, we go through sort of feed regimes, animal performance, and then really look at ways you can improve those performance by like benchmarking against industry data that we've also collected, because we've been on calculated about 5,000 carbon assessments in Europe. So we use that data to benchmark farmers and then put plans in place to improve their performance. So it's really about understanding where you are today sort of through measurement and then managing that by putting plans in place, setting yourself targets to work towards. So then by working towards those targets, you're going to bring about some efficiency savings, which should save your business money as well.
Well, you also talked about it being giving you a market's edge in the industry. 2015, you know, the carbon, the environment, all that kind of stuff is more than buzz terms, but consumers are demanding that, as well as the need for it to become sustainable. Is that what you're talking about when we're talking about an edge?
Yeah, definitely. So I guess the consumers are becoming more increasingly aware of some of the media, perhaps, which would be quite negative towards the ruminant sector, so dairy and beef. So really, we're about embracing that as an industry, calculating and measuring to be able to then robustly defend our industry, really, because it's a fantastic industry. It's in everyone's nature to want to produce more efficient quality products. So let's embrace the sort of this initiative and then look at how ways we can use the data to defend the industry. So it's very important, I think, really. And as consumers become more aware, perhaps in sort of the less economically developed countries, they're going to have different demands to perhaps the more economically developed countries, which might be more focused on environmental performance. So for those changes or shift in consumer perception, we've got to be ready to be able to robustly defend and promote the industry, definitely.
Well, comparing Europe, for example, and in the United States, when it comes to their stance on the carbon footprint and being ahead of, you know, where we are here in the United States and the perceptions of the producers here, particularly in the U.S., when it comes to really embracing their carbon footprint.
Yeah, definitely. We've seen, so our business was founded in Europe, so we've seen great growth there in terms of our business, which was mainly driven by sort of consumer awareness and the needs of big brands in Europe to actually undertake these sorts of schemes. So that's why we've sort of been speaking here to a number of big farmer audience, talking about it's perhaps time to embrace it and understand sort of carbon footprinting, what it means for agriculture, because we're seeing an increasing shift probably even in the US, perhaps with more consumers being more aware of environmental sort of sensitivity and analysis. So we're just, I suppose, getting the systems in place to be able to react to that when that comes around, if you like, which we hope to be quite soon.
What are some of the most asked questions or misconceptions that you get from producers when it comes to what they can do on their own farms?
I think the biggest misconception is that things like fuel and electricity are big contributors to your overall carbon footprint. So it's actually a very small, around about 6 or 7% of the total footprint. The biggest hitters, if you like, are the animals themselves and also the feed that goes into those animals. So that's around about 60 to 65%. So a lot of farmers and consumers think that it's all about good use of fuel and electricity, but it's all about the animal, the performance of the animal, and the feeds that are going into that animal, so the nutritional regimes. So our biggest sort of task is educating the farmers and also educating the consumers in those key messages. So it's about good nutritional programs and good monitoring of performance. And then that way you can actually adapt to any problems and issues quite quickly and then reap the benefits from that in terms of business performance. So.
Take-home message for those in attendance or not in attendance.
Yeah, I guess don't be afraid of it. Embrace it, use it as an opportunity. It's definitely not a threat for your businesses. To be able to measure a business effectively, you've got to be able to monitor the performance of it. So, or business planning, it's effective to be able to accurately put plans in place. So don't be afraid of it. Have a look at what your system is, put plans in place and set targets. And it's not all about things like electricity and fuel. It's all about the sort of feed and the animal performance. So nothing to be afraid of.
Nothing to be afraid of. Great message. Once again, talking with Andrew Nguyen, Business General Manager for Alltech ECO2. I'm Jamie Johansson here at Revelation.